Chicago Sports Podcast. Welcome back. Okay, I got two topics today I want to talk about. First, I guess I want to start with the president election. Yeah, that's the quickest one. I just want to say, look, that dude, don't worry about that dude winning. That Joe Biden dude, he is not winning, trust me. This is just another, they got to give you hope that another person can win. They don't want it to look like a landslide. I told y'all at the top of last year, the nigga Trump was going to do 4 more years. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. You think he would be making these kind of moves? That he making this crazy wild shit? You think he would be doing this if he thought that it was any chance he could lose? Like, he been on some nut shit, like saying wild shit to the black people. Like, look here, man, y'all niggas black, broke, you don't want to work any damn way. I ask you, what do you have to lose? Like, you know what I'm saying? They basically saying, like, nigga, y'all niggas, whoever come here and be, whoever come here and will be next to be the president, it does not matter. You still want to be broke. You're still going to be broke. No money. Your unemployment. Your unemployment is the best it's ever been. The country's ever been before me, and that's true. His numbers was up with unemployment, with jobs, like it was. I ain't gonna lie, when Obama was in office, it was almost like, damn, is anybody hurt? It was like now, even before, like right now, it's a lot of shit hurt, especially like food places, because you know some people don't want to be in there with that shit or whatever. But for the longest time, people was not able to find jobs. That's why some people that's like, you know, around my age, that's why they stuck at like certain dead end jobs. You know what I'm saying? Because like you had to stick with what you could at that time. Right now, I'm telling you right now, everybody need to go out and try to find a job that they think that they want, or they, you know, that they want the rest of their life. Or like right now is the time for you to find a job and a career that you want, that you're comfortable. Like, everything is hiring right now because you got people that are dying, people, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, the hiring shit is, that's one thing I can say, it is up since he been here or whatever. So that's basically all he has to stand on, you know what I'm saying? So he gonna keep rubbing that in your face. But I'm telling you, the Joe Biden dude is not, he's not winning because they, like, they realize, remember when, for real, from beyond, when the black lady lost, and remember she dropped out to Carmela Anderson, am I saying it right? Whoever, the black lady that was in, it was a black lady, it was a bald-headed black guy, like, first, the lady went out, Carmela Harris, that's her name, the Carmela Harris lady went out, and then, you know, maybe a month or so later, then the black guy went out, you know what I mean? And you could tell, even once Carmela Anderson went out, it was obvious, like, oh yeah, who the hell is going to win this job? Like I was saying, you go back to my podcast about the election, I said it then, I was like, this joint over for sure, because it ain't even, none of them other people ain't even strong enough with their mouthpiece, you know what I'm saying? They not even strong enough with their mouthpiece to be able to, like, get any further. I knew it was over. You know what I'm saying? It was just slowly but surely. Like now, everybody else that dropped out, it wasn't even big business. It was like, damn, he dropped out too? I knew it was coming. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. Because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you really knew that it was over with. You know what I'm saying? I don't think, like I said, I don't even think the Kamala Anderson girl was going to do too much of nothing herself. You know what I'm saying? So, but now, so like I said, don't even worry about thinking that the Democrats is about to get us because Joe Biden is, you know, is here and stuff like that. I'm seeing a lot of people like talking about that. And like I said, trust and believe, the Republicans is going to win again, bro. They got like everything, even with the, you know, with the police, like the little bit of time Trump was in office. At first, they stopped the police killings and shit for a teeny bit. And, you know, like they wasn't, like when Obama was in office, remember, they was going crazy. And then they stopped them for a teeny bit to make it look like Trump had power. You see what I'm saying? You see, there's, I don't know all these damn politicians' names, but it was another politician who was a firm Trump supporter. He went on CNN about 2 or 3 days ago, and he started getting smart and started saying a whole bunch of shit about government guys working with their clearance from the government after they leave the government. He went on CNN and had a shouting match with somebody. Now, 2 days prior, which would be a day ago, they found an old rape case about him from 20, 30 years ago where he raped some girl and then some other girl said he raped her too, or he was at the time, I think he was working as like a professor at a college, and he was just flat out blatantly telling some of the workers, like, look, man, I want to bend you over and fuck the shit out of you. Like, these are the remarks that they was like putting on CNN. I got this information from CNN, and I'm telling you that to tell you that when they want to get your ass up out of there, they get your ass up out of there. Same thing with the Candace Owens bitch. They want to get that Candace Owens bitch out of there, they will get her ass out of there. So, like, she's in there because they want her to be in there. That's why she's following the rules and disrespecting the blacks. You know what I mean? Now, she got an interview with Fat Man Scoop at 6:30, and I'm going to try to tune in so we can see. I'm pretty sure they're going to ask him. So she ain't going to be able to escape the bullshit, you know, talking to him. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see that. Now, new case, Elijah McClain. Man, I ain't gonna lie, this one is pretty sad. I think the guy was like, I think he might have been specially challenged, and I think he might have been specially challenged. And wow, it's like what they did to him, man. It's heartbreaking, man. It's like all of the ones that you're seeing has been, you know, it's been really, really heartbreaking.
Stop right there. Hey, stop right there.
Here it is.
Stop. 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 I have a right to stop you because you're being suspicious. Turn around. Stop. Stop tensing up, dude. Stop tensing up, bro. Stop tensing up. Stop tensing up. Stop tensing up.
No, let go of me.
Stop tensing up.
No, I am an introvert. Please respect the boundaries that I am speaking.
Stop tensing up.
Now, let's stop it right there. Now, do you hear how he talking? Off bucks, you have to know something is wrong with this dude. Or at least that he's a fucking weirdo. You see what I'm saying? You can hear it in his voice. He sounds like he's either retarded. He has some kind of, like, well, not, I won't say retarded, like some kind of special, like his brain. He got all his marbles. You can tell by how he's talking. He said, stop. I don't actually know what introvert means. That actually means something that they should have been able to respect. It actually means something. I thought that was just something that people say, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Gates be saying that shit, so I didn't know that was actually something. But whatever he was saying, if you're an intelligent person doing law enforcement, you should know you should be able to hear and understand what he just said. Now, I'm gonna play the start of up again.
Stop right there.
Please respect the boundaries of I am speaking. What the hell does that mean? This dude's a fucking weirdo, man. He's like retarded. He's not special need. So you should understand, like, look here, everything that's cool, you gotta chill out with him. You know what I'm saying? Can't be all, like, you know what I mean?
Relax.
I'm going home.
Relax or I'm going to have to change this situation. Stop.
Leave me alone.
Sir, can you please?
No,
Relax.
God, man, shit is heartbreaking, bruh. Through all of the struggling, he yelling to you that here's his ID so you can identify him. How do they keep going with this shit, bruh? Like, how? And it's like they know the body cams is on him, so it's like who the fuck do they are they checking these body cams daily, or do they just check them when something happens? Because it's just like a nigga killing a nigga on camera. Like, you know they gonna watch the footage, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how are they able to keep going so hard? Like, it's unbelievable, bro. Like if a nigga try to get you his ID, even throughout the, you know, him being special need, like, he on the right path, like, he trying to, like, look, he got my ID right here, bro, like, please, like, damn, bro.
Too late,
bro.
You gotta
move. Lord have mercy, he is begging these niggas, man. See, this shit crazy. He begging these niggas to stop, bruh. And they keep on going, man. And when I push the button for this video, the bold letters that y'all said, cops is not charged in the situation. Like, damn, like, can't, like the training, I've been calling for the training for over a year now, bro. Like, the training, like, maybe they need to train them niggas that, like, look like y'all police. So, like, some niggas is scared of y'all. You know what I'm saying? And then all of us going, like, nigga, you yourself, like, if you got pulled over right now and then your arrest, your shit started aggressive and shit, like, they snatched you out the car, you'll probably get scared right in this day, right now, you'll get scared because you'll probably be like, oh, shit, like, they motherfuckers probably kill me, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, or they about to probably slam you on the, you know what I'm saying? You're going to try, like, anybody, you're going to try, like, tense up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the female officers, man, if a dude pull you over, the first thing you need to be doing is calling for, like, hey, call for a lady cop. I'm not getting out the car. Call for a lady cop. That's like, you know, for all you young drivers, the young, little young ladies, tell them to get a woman out there, because they're not supposed to be searching y'all and shit. That's, you know what I'm saying? They, like, you know, they ain't supposed to be doing nothing with y'all. They supposed to, first thing you have the right to ask them to bring in a lady cop with you. You know what I'm saying? Now, guys, we don't have that option. Like, so it's like you gotta deal with whoever it is. You know what I'm saying? Even the other day, there was a dude that had a gun on him. And he let him know that the gun was in the trunk of the car. And they really didn't give him a reason why they stopped him. But he was like he wasn't white, but he was like Spanish or he's brown, basically, like, you know what I'm saying? So he wasn't a nigga, but you could tell he wasn't white. And like, and he had like tattoos, and but he looked like he might have been like a fucking officer himself, you know what I'm saying? And the first thing he said when they was like, all right, man, we're gonna need you to step out the vehicle. When they first said that, the first thing he said was, for what? He was like, all right, well, call your supervisor. I'm not getting out of the car till you call your supervisor. And he almost got shot. As soon as he said that, I'm not getting out of the car till you call your supervisors, the second officer, not even the officer talking to him, the second officer, he whipped out a gun quick as shit and aimed it at his car. And then that's when dude's like, whoa, what the f-? Nigga, why is your gun out? I just told you my gun in the jungle. We having a conversation with you, taking your, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, they need to understand, like, bruh, y'all niggas got the whole world scared, bruh. I don't give a fuck who, a nigga could be the gangstest nigga in the world. If a nigga, police jump behind you right now and they snatch your ass up out of that car, and they, like, and it start to seem like it's about to be one of them situations, you gonna start getting scared, because you gonna be like, damn, bro, like, I ain't trying to die like this, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, half the time, all this shit be going on, they ain't even read a nigga, like, no rights or nothing. You putting a nigga in cuffs, and all the shit I ever seen, before you even put a nigga in cuffs, unless he got a warrant, you supposed to, like, tell him and read him his rights, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, all right, look, you have the right to remain silent, anything you say. Like, what? I ain't heard that shit in none of these videos. Like, you know what I'm saying? So what the hell are they putting handcuffs on? What are they putting handcuffs on niggas for? On kids. They put, this man is, I think they say like 24. He's small as hell. Now, I'm going to go to the shade room and I'm going to read you his last words. And you're going to be like, bro, what the, like, this dude was fucking, he did not have all his marbles.
I'm so sorry, Ruben. I feel good. I don't do that stuff. I don't do any fighting.
He said, I'm so sorry. I don't do that stuff. I don't do any fighting. I do not have a gun. Here's my ID. What? Like, what else could he, like, he said this and this is what happened to him? Nigga, now when you see a person talking to the, I was watching something on DMV Hoods and News yesterday, and a dude was like, he kept calling the feds bitches and fuck you and bitch, y'all work for me, bitch. He was, and I ain't gonna lie, I was like, a little bit, I was like, come on now, come on, you doing too much, dog. But like now, like when you see shit like this, it makes sense. Like, shit, why not? Why not say fuck them niggas? You know what I'm saying? Like, if they gonna do you like this anyway, what's the use in trying to be nice and shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, if they gonna just thug you out. Like, I tell you, I got pulled over before in my full fucking work uniform. I'm talking about full uniform. And I had broke a record at the store. The store I was working at, I had broke a record. So I had the record sales shirt. For the company, they put your full name on the shirt. So I got on a full uniform with my last, first and last name that matched my ID. And they still harassed me. I'm talking about they got me out of the car. They made me sit on the curb. This right here, this on Baltimore Avenue in College Park. They made me sit on the curb. And it was the black cop. The black cop was showing out, doing all this crazy shit. And they put the white cop on me. They had the white cop sitting with me on the ground, or like basically watching me on the ground, just in case I tried to run or some shit like that. And when I look up at the white cop, I'm like, damn, man. I'm like, why you doing this to me, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a working man. You know what I mean? He does this to everybody, man. Like, basically, like, nigga, don't feel bad. He do this to everybody. I'm just like, damn, bro. You know what I mean? So.
Why would you tell me? I don't do drugs. I don't even kill mice. I don't eat meat. I'm not vegetarian.
He just said, I don't eat beef, but I'll have, I don't, like, you see what I'm saying? He rambling. This is retardation shit, bro. This man is on the ground in handcuffs, telling you he can't breathe, and his mind is so fucked up that he telling you shit like he don't eat beef, he don't eat meat, and whoever don't, he don't look down on them. That don't seem alarming to you? That why is this nigga talking about beef and meat? Why, and we trying to arrest him? That don't alarm you off as like, okay, man, this motherfucker might be crazy or something. You know what I mean? Or like, as in, he may be, you know what I mean? Like, damn, like, now see, if that was a white dude, they would have took that shit so patiently. Like, oh, okay, this is little Elijah. He sometimes wanders off and he doesn't mean any harm. And you know what I mean? Come on, Wilbert. Come on, bruh. They trying to justify why they did what they did, because they realize you fucking with a guy that's, you know, that got something. You fucking with a special needs guy right now. So they done realized that now you can hear it, and you can hear it through the little what they talking about. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, obviously, like I said, it don't take a rocket scientist to be able to tell a person's retarded. You know what I'm saying? After a few words. That's what I'm saying. Like the shit that this man is saying is retard shit. Like, why would he be saying this? This man talking about beef, solar systems. He's dearly apologizing to y'all. And y'all still. Broke this guy's ribs. And then the motherfuckers injected him with something. Like, what would, like, when in the hell do we do police injection into people? Like, I've never in my entire life heard of an injection. Like, nigga, you get one of us and try to inject some shit in us. Oh, nigga, it's up. You really had to kill a nigga, because, nigga, I know damn well that's not right. You know what I'm saying? I know damn well that that's not right. If you know what I'm saying? I want you to hear his family.
23-year-old Aurora man killed in a confrontation with police. And today, his family and friends gathered, demanding answers from the Aurora Police Department. Elijah McClain was killed almost a month ago, and since then his family has been demanding an independent review of the case.
They also want the body cam footage released to the public. Denver 7's Ivan Rodriguez was at that rally today and has the family's message.
More than a dozen people, including Elijah McClain's family, gathered on these steps. They're asking for an independent investigation as well as the release of body camera footage to the public.
We give you praise and glory in the midst of this pain. In Jesus' name, amen.
More than a month after Elijah McClain was killed after being stopped by Aurora police walking home from the grocery store. His family keeps asking for answers.
He was a happy young man. He was always energetic.
You will be held accountable for what you've done.
The family's attorney, Marie Newman, says police showed them the body camera footage.
He's laying on the ground vomiting. He is begging. He's saying, I can't breathe. One of the officers says, don't move again. If you move again, I'm calling in a dog to bite you.
She says before officers put their hands on McClain, their cameras go dark.
Three out of three of those police officers claim that their cameras dislodged when they went hands on.
Yeah.
Well, that's awfully convenient, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're hurting me. I can't breathe. We hear that, but what do we see? A lot of darkness.
Aurora police say once their case is complete, they'll present it to the district attorney's office for review. Before then, they say the coroner's report still needs to be completed.
This community is entitled to see the video of what these law enforcement officers did to Elijah McClain. There is no justification for the city of Aurora to continue to withhold that video.
Aurora police say they understand the need for transparency, which is why they let the family view the body camera footage and listen to the 911 call. But they say they won't be releasing any of it to the public until their investigation is complete. In Aurora, Ivan Rodriguez, Denver 7.
Now you see that, man? That motherfucker said, we're gonna release a dog. We're gonna release a dog to bite you. Like, have you ever even heard some shit like that before?
His death in police custody has sparked protests and calls for an investigation. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jacqueline Allen.
And I'm Tom Mustin. Glad you're with us tonight. A new autopsy report is shedding some light on the death of a man police say they were trying to restrain.
Denver 7's Lance Hernandez has that report. And Lance, still a lot of questions.
That report says Elijah McClain's death could have been accidental, natural, or homicide. A pathologist couldn't make a determination. Now, there were abrasions on his face, back, and legs, and hemorrhaging around his neck, but no determination as to whether a carotid hold contributed to the young man's death.
This report says 23-year-old Elijah McClain died of undetermined causes after police confronted him while he was walking home from a convenience store. A caller told police the man looked suspicious, that he was wearing a ski mask and waving his arms.
Stop somebody who looks suspicious to somebody.
You know, the police certainly could have stopped him and said, hey, sir, what are you up to?
Attorney Mari Newman says if police had done that, McClain would still be alive. The coroner's report states the decedent was violently struggling with officers who were attempting to restrain him. Most likely, the decedent's physical exertion contributed to death. It's unclear if the officer's actions contributed as well. The report also says it's unclear whether McClain aspirated vomit while restrained. We know that first responders administered a ketamine injection and that McClain later suffered a heart attack.
There's absolutely no evidence that Elijah ever resisted.
The officers involved were wearing cameras, but somehow those cameras became dislodged. Police haven't released the video yet, but Newman has seen it.
One of the really troubling things about the video is that at some point, one of the officers lifts up the body camera of one of his colleagues, and the other officer says, hey, get that away, move that out of the way, dude.
She sees that as tampering with evidence.
We reached out to Aurora police for comment. A spokesman suggested we contact the coroner. He also said the case is still active and that once it's completed, it will be presented to the district attorney's office for review.
See, this is what I'm starting to think now. I didn't want to go here because this is a scary situation. But what I think is going on now is I think they're realizing, like, you notice how when I went dry and I, a little bit, and I was saying, I was like, well, now they're trying to scramble up. Now they've realized, okay, we fucked over a little kid. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think once they realize that, I think in situations when they're realizing that, they killing niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like at the end, like they flat out, man, like they're killing. People to keep it from, you know what I'm saying, to keep it from escalating. Because you know, like, damn, if this shit get out, support. Like, this dude beat this, we may all lose our jobs. But if he die, then it's a possibility. Shit, we're police, we're white, we may get the fuck off, and then nothing happens. You know what I'm saying? Don't. Maybe they may give a little bit of money, but at least we'll keep our jobs. We'll probably get a vacation, shit like that. That's part, you know, that's what's on that, you know. But like I said, you keep that dude alive, and then he's able, now this dude is a hero. He's be bigged up in this community. He's still going to be bigged up in this community, you know, dead or alive. But even alive, a person that got through one of them shit, you be like the next, you know what I'm saying? You be big as like one of the damn, he from around, like his life would be made off this for he from around turn into, just think about how the world work now. Like, you already know, if he was to make this, you already know Beyonce, Jay-Z might swoop in, and he got a full record deal to Roc Nation if he wants to rap. He also has a job here. He can work at any place. He getting free food in a place, whole Denver, Colorado, we got free food. You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of shit that, you know, costs hundreds of thousands of dollars of lawsuits, you know what I'm saying? You know, his family gonna put that motherfucker, like, what's the max that we can get, you know what I'm saying? Because this was looking horrible before, if up until what we watched, let's say he made it, up until what we watched, till he made it, shit, that was horrible. So them people would have got a 200 mil probably, because you see the other one, it's somebody in DC that's suing somebody for 100 mil for a death. So it's like, with this, oh man, I'm talking about, he would have got that 200 mil alive, because it's like, because they would have been able to prove that he got special needs. Like, just saying, man. Rest in peace to him, man. Like I said, this shit not over. This shit is still deep, man. It's still deep. White people still don't give a fuck. That's why you're seeing all them Karen videos, Christophers. They do not care. They don't respect us. And like I said, it's not. They ain't born with it. It's taught. So if it's taught to a nigga, they're gonna be like that. You know what I'm saying? So, rest in peace, man, Elijah. So sorry this happened to you, man. It's sad. It's like five more that I need to address. It's like five more, you know. They got one. I don't know what state it is, but they calling it the modern day Rodney King. Now, do you know what happened to Rodney King? Rodney King got beat with nightsticks and shit. So this dude is real live, getting called the modern day Rodney King. I'm talking about they was just standing back, welling on this nigga, and. I'm gonna research it first before I come back. I'm gonna do a part two, and I'll come back and redo it. For what they saying is, he was walking on the wrong side of the street. So this is what I be trying to say to people, that this is their problem. How does a situation where I'm getting stopped for walking on the wrong side of the street escalate into the modern day Rodney King? The fuck?